Well, I mentioned, and well, you hear it on a promo, actually, that I sadly will not be able to do the show tomorrow. It's such a very special one. We've waited so long for it, but I've also waited very long for a special doctor's appointment that the only time I could go is tomorrow, sadly. But I, if you've seen me around, you know that I've got some problems, some mobility issues, and I need to get these things fixed. As much as I hate to go to doctors and, you know, I'm a man. We put things off, sadly. It's not smart, but that's what we do. I am fortunate, however, to have someone filling in for me who could, we couldn't ask for a better person on this day, tomorrow, for the first day of the Detroit NFL draft. That is the chairman of the Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation. In the heart of all of this, Mr. Terry Rattigan. Terry, I can't thank you enough. I wish I could be there with you.
Paul W., I wish you could too, but I can't tell you just how much it means to me that you would entrust your show to me on this historic day. So I promise to do you proud, my friend.
I'm certain that you will. And you have a certain set of skills. Sounds like in the movie there. You have a certain set of skills that are perfect for this, because you have a direct line to all of the important people that are making this happen. And I suspect many of them will appear on the show tomorrow from noon to 2. Or are you going an extra hour, or are you noon to 2?
Just noon to 2. And okay, we do have a great lineup. I have to hand it to Mr. Mike Parsons. He's been an invaluable partner on this as we fill out our lineup. And we're going to have to probably be a little bit flexible, because I think in real time it's going to be quite chaotic there down. You know, we're outside on the porch at the Cube, which is also called the Chase Tower. It's right along Woodward Avenue, so it's going to be in the heart of it. And we may have passers-by, surprise visitors. Who knows what's happening? But we're really, really looking forward to it. And, again, honored that you would ask me to substitute for you.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not getting this screwed up one way or another, you, your Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation has just made a $1 million donation to the Sports Commission ahead of this draft. Did I get that right?
You did get that right. $1 million was set aside, and we had such an amazing event, Paul W., on Monday at the Corner Ballpark, you know, Detroit PAL, an organization you're very familiar with and have been supporting for years. And we had all of the organizations, recipient organizations, and we had what was called the Community Impact Draft. And we even used that signature NFL draft music that you're playing on your show. And we brought up all these different organizations to hand out grants. We had city council there. Mayor Duggan was there. Our great friend Mike Tirico was the MC. It was standing room only. The energy in the room was unbelievable. The Corner Ballpark looked fantastic. It was sunny. I tell you what, it was really the sort of official, unofficial kickoff of draft week here in Detroit. And that $1 million is going to go to great organizations, large and small, big organizations like Beyond Basics and Project Play, but then a bunch of other what they call micro grants. But it's really not a micro grant to a small nonprofit. It's a big deal, and it was a really great day.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that, all of that, and I will always support PAL. That's such a great organization. We've had many years and millions of dollars involvement with PAL, and we'll continue as long as we possibly can do that. The Detroit Sports Commission, with the support from Visit Detroit, Detroit City Council, and generous donors from the local civic, corporate, and philanthropic community, offering grants to organizations throughout Detroit's 7 districts and the region. That from Dave Beachnow, executive director of the Detroit Sports Commission. So many good things are springing from this wonderful event that we were, well, I was going to say we were lucky enough to get. We weren't just lucky. We needed people like yourself, Claude Molinari, and a list too long to go through to get the attention of the NFL and to have the NFL draft here in Detroit. That was not just a gimme.
No, and I'll tell you what, WJR's own Mark Hollis had a big role to play in this. Many years ago, this is a 7-year journey, and Mark had the vision, and he brought it to the mayor, and Of course, Mark has the connections as well. And so it was we were not successful the first time, maybe not the second time, but we kept going after it and we got it. And any city in the United States would gladly trade places with us right now. But this is our draft, and it's going to be a great, great weekend in Detroit. No question.
I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. We're with Terry Rattigan, chair of the Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation, sitting in for me, thankfully, tomorrow while I go visit a doctor. But I can tell you, we have so many events this summer that any other city would be thrilled to have one of them. But we have several of them. It's amazing.
Well, you think about it. We're just about 5 weeks away from the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And we'll have Michael Montry on the show tomorrow. He'll actually be live with us so we can start to build the hype for that. And Jason Langwell's a key part of our draft team. And, of course, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which is coming up also in June. And the list goes on and on and on. You're right. We are very fortunate, but it's because Detroit hustles harder. That's why we have these events. You mentioned
Mike Tirico with you on Monday. He'll be around all this time, but he'll be up at Mackinac again at Sandy Baru Oz, a Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference at Grand Hotel. Mike Tirico will do the opening night dinner as he did last year, and nobody does it even close. To the way Mike Tirico handles these things. He is the GOAT, period.
Fully agree, and he's such an engaged member of our board, and we just can't thank him enough. In fact, last night he hosted some out-of-town journalists at the DAC and wanted to introduce these out-of-town journalists to the Detroit Sports Commission. So we had Reese Davis there, and we had, from ESPN, we had some of the local journalists as well, but the football correspondent for the USA Today was there, and it was just a really nice event. And Mike goes above and beyond all the time. He's just such a great, great man.
He sure is. That's the truth. Well, you're a great man too, Terry Rattigan, the hardest working retired GM executive I've ever known. You stepped from one to the other, and you're doing a great job. As the chairman of the Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation, you'll be on display and helping my listeners understand what's going on right from the center of all the activity in the Detroit NFL Draft tomorrow from noon till 2. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Paul W. I hope you feel better, my friend.
Oh, I'm sure I will. As we continue, thank you for that, on WJR.